first things first, happy belated birthday. You just had a birthday.
Thank you. You're so sweet. Yeah.
That's
goodness gracious. Birthdays just like come like the blink of an eye these days, you know?
Now, are you about like a lengthy celebration, like the whole week, or you just take the day and do what you do?
That's such a good question. I mean, I love birthdays so much. So the day is just so sacred and important to me, and just, you know, doing whatever you want to do. Whenever my friends have birthdays, I love celebrating birthdays. And yeah, I definitely think that the week takes on this special air. You know, I don't necessarily like eat cake every day, or, you know, maybe if you want to do that, you can do that too. But yeah, I definitely, you know, nod my hat to the birthday week.
And then putting out new music on your birthday must be exciting. Let's talk about Sweet Spot. This is the new one. How does it feel for you to put out new music? I know what it's like to hear new music as a fan. We feel hopeful. We feel excited. How does it come off for you?
I am so excited to have new music out. You know, this is my first song I've had out since Right on Time. So I've been writing a lot for my new album. And this is the first song, the scratching the surface of the next chapter. And so this song specifically, you know, I feel that we can all find the sweet spot in our life if we try hard enough. You know, I think we all know what it's like to go through the highs and lows of life and feel those extremes. And yet I feel like we can all find our own version of a sweet spot if we have, you know, enough gratitude for the present. And if we, you know, take the past and learn from the past and can be mindful of the future, we can truly find the sweet spot in our own life.
Sounds to me like you're in a pretty good sweet spot right now. Canada's Got Talent. That's exciting.
It's so exciting. It's amazing to be a part of the show and, you know, to get to learn from the likes of Howie Mandel and Lily Singh and Trish Stratus and Cardinal. And I love being on a show with all of them and to be able to showcase all of the incredible talent we have in this country. You know, I just don't think there are enough shows that really showcase how talented Canadians truly are. You know, when you think of all of the famous Canadians who have come from Canada, a lot of them have had to go elsewhere to find the spotlight. And so I think it's so important for us to have a show like Canada's Got Talent so we can showcase just how cool Canadians really are, you know?
As a judge, though, what are you looking for? What's the Lindsay L criteria to get the go-ahead to go forward?
I'm just looking for something that really, really stands out. It's amazing to be a part of a show that not only, you know, showcases musicians and incredible singers, but also acrobats and dancers and magicians. And, you know, you really don't know what's going to walk out on that stage. And I will say this talent that we've seen so far in season two has just taken everything to another step, like a whole other level from season one. So I cannot wait to see what the rest of Canada has to bring for the rest of this season. And it's definitely going to be something that you're not going to want to miss every Tuesday night on City TV.
Exciting news. It must have been exciting to be over the pond for the C2C Festival this year. How was your experience there?
I love being across the pond. The fans there are just so sweet. And they have such a beautiful appreciation for music and for musicians, and it was amazing to get to go back to the UK and see all the fans there and get to celebrate new music with them, as well as, you know, Zach Brown called me up on stage, which was so kind of him, and so we had so much fun.
Did I hear that you just became a full American citizen? Is that right? So now you have dual citizenship, right?
Did, yeah. I just became an American citizen, which yeah, of course means I'm dual. I will never not be a Canadian. But it felt so cool. You know, I've been living down here in Nashville for the past 12 years. And just like any time when you live in a society, you want to participate, you know? So I really wanted to be able to vote and to be able to contribute to my community just because I live here now. And so it was a really amazing thing to get to go through and you know, go through the whole process. But yes, I'm a very, very proud dual.
Absolutely. And now the rest of 2023 is shaping up quickly. The summer is coming fast. What are your plans?
The summer is coming fast. And we are going on tour with the one and only Shania Twain.
Woo-hoo!
Which is just crazy. You know, if you were to tell 10-year-old Lindsay that she was going to be on tour with Shania, I probably would have said you were crazy. And now the fact that that's true is pretty amazing. It's something that I'm just so excited about. You know, I've looked up to Shania ever since I was a little girl, and I cannot wait to be on the road with her.
Talk a bit about the power of women in country music, Lindsay.
I think it's an amazing time for women in country music. I think, you know, you're seeing a lot of new female artists come out of the woodwork who just have incredible things to say and have incredible discography and amazing songs. And then you're seeing artists like Shania, you know, who hasn't been on tour outside of her residency in Vegas for a decade, get to fire up the engine again and go back out on the road, which I am so excited about and I'm honored to be a part of. And so I think it's a really amazing time for women in country music right now.
Well, we're excited for you. And of course, as Canadians and Shania Twain fans, we're quite excited for the big tour. So thank you so much for your time. I know you've got a busy schedule in front of you most days. I just wanted to thank you so much for who you are and what you do and the inspiration you bring.
Oh my gosh. Well, Rob, I so appreciate you taking the time and always supporting me with new music. I love you guys so much.
A real pleasure, Lindsay. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you.